For years, the UNC School of the Arts Department of Design and Production has enjoyed a relationship with Cirque du Soleil. Cirque visits the campus regularly, and it currently employs dozens of highly skilled UNCSA alumni. Today, through sponsorship by the Kenan Institute, UNCSA, and Cirque, that relationship is extending to virtually the entire school through a fascinating new collaboration project. This weekend, the Circus Theater Project will present performances of original student works on the UNCSA campus. Over a period of many months, creative teams made up of recent grads and advanced students have developed four original stories utilizing movement, sound, and staging. Cirque du Soleil will consider each story for future use in an expanded Cirque production, and so they've established specific parameters for the works to be performed. None will exceed 6 minutes, and none will utilize words. Creative collaborators and recent UNCSA graduates Megan Girth from the School of Dance and Stephen Shore from the School of Drama spoke with me. They were joined in the studio by scene design faculty and circus theater director John Coyne.
The thing that I try to impart on students is they will be developing a whole series of connections and experiences. And a career in the arts is not a ladder career. It's a web career. You develop a web of contacts and people you've worked with, collaborations you've had, and you might pull on any parts of those threads of this web in the future. And I think in some ways, the relationships they're forming right now in the Circus Theater Project through these collaborations, they might continue on for years to come, or they might come up again years from now. That's certainly been the case in my career. Anything I've worked on, a relationship I've developed creatively, often comes back, you know, or I help connect other people together. So it's really about making that web that can sustain your art and your profession.
Yeah, so maybe you could break down this process then of the nature of the collaborations that are going on.
Well, I know for my team, we've been working on this since I think about October last year, and there was gateways in the whole process, so it was just kind of pushing the creative process forward throughout the entire time. Didn't necessarily start working totally until we got here this summer, and we kind of have been working together and then separate at times because I know I have a composer and a costume designer on my team with me. So they would come into rehearsals and see what was going on and seeing like what the costumes needed to be or what the music needed to be changed to and stuff like that. So it's been very hands-on and very good for me to like try and work with other people about it, because before it's just like, okay, here you go, have fun. So
that whole aspect of delegating, also an interesting skill.
Oh yeah, definitely one that I need to work on a little bit more.
One of the most difficult things about this process, and it's really developed me as an artist, in the sense of I had an idea going into this when I wrote this story. I had a vision of how I wanted it to be. And then when I brought in my performers and they showed me things, they would show me a different version of their idea. And it was almost like a wonderful, happy accident of this, that's not what I expected. They showed me something different. I don't know if I'm ready to accept it, but if I'm really going to be a collaborator, I really want to try it. And it becomes better than what I originally anticipated. And it actually grows and helps us find other moments in our piece, which is absolutely thrilling. So the hardest part is really just letting go, because it can't be my piece. It has to be our piece. Or there is some stunted growth that goes with that.
UNCSA School of the Arts creative collaborators Stephen Shore, Megan Girth, and director John Coyne. This weekend, the Circus Theater Project will present performances of four original student works in the DeMille Theater on the UNCSA campus. They're Friday night, August 23rd at 7 o'clock, and Saturday afternoon at 2. Tickets to the Intimate Theater will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.